listening to Morning Edition on WBHM. I'm Tanya Ott. 3 weeks ago, Birmingham News columnist John Archibald published an article that continues to get comments to this day. It was not about corrupt politicians or crazy policies. It wasn't even about the sewer debt or immigration law or even football. No. This was a photo slideshow of Alabama's best cities. John came on the program to explain how he decided that Mountain Brook was number one, and Vestavia, Hoover, Alabaster, Pelham, and Homewood also grabbed top 10 spots.
22 categories of crime, health outcomes, pollution, education, number of artists, designers, access to museums.
He followed up the best list with the worst list, which included Birmingham, Gadsden, Bessemer, Anniston. But now John's on a tour of the state visiting some of those worst cities, and he joins us this morning to update us on his findings. So, John, what prompted you to take this road trip?
Wow. A couple of things. First of all, I came into this whole situation a little bit conflicted about the whole thing because while it's some of those cities are clearly set up with advantages that others don't have and are going to score well. Secondarily, I was inundated with calls and emails and letters from very kind and not so kind people who said, hey, the numbers might say one thing, but this can't be my town, so come look. And I'm familiar with a lot of these towns, but I did think it was a good idea just to go see what they had to say, and it has been fun.
So where did you go?
I've been to Albertville to speak to the Rotary Club, for instance, which was a fascinating and wonderful experience. Not everybody was glad to see me.
You mentioned to me before we came on the air that the beginning opening to the Rotary Club event was somewhat interesting.
Oh yeah, from the invocation on, it was clear when the nice woman who gave the prayer said, God, thank you for giving us the most wonderful city on earth, despite what these people say.
So, and now to John Archibald, right? People get defensive about their cities.
Oh, absolutely. They love them. That's why they, and thank God they do. You know, the numbers say one thing, and the numbers are absolutely correct. But that doesn't mean you get the full picture from them.
So what kind of picture did you get in Albertville? What did you learn there about that community?
You know, Albertville is a Sandmount community that has real issues when it comes to some health care issues and has all of those numerical things. But the pride in that city and the ability that, you know, they're trying to recruit industry. I mean, they have struggles. They have immigration issues. But they are fiercely loyal to that town. And you can't say a place is a bad place to live when their community loves it so much. I mean, isn't pride in a community something that may not be able to be measured, but it's an important thing.
You also visited Gadsden.
Gadsden, yeah, I had a great tour through Gadsden. They were just wonderful and showed me more than I could possibly take in. And it certainly, too, has its problems, measurable problems, but you know, again, pride and really a commitment to arts and in their own way.
Yeah, the Gadsden Cultural Arts Center is really kind of a gem in the downtown area.
Right. It got the full tour. And you know, just going up there and talking to the people that run it, it makes you feel good because it's not about measuring poverty or health care or these things we really do need to look at. It's about saying, hey, look what we can do with what we have.
So you also mentioned, you know, Decatur, which was on the worst list, but of course it has the beautiful river. Selma's got the history. Oxford and Anniston have shown some real resilience after losing Defense Department jobs. But in your column yesterday, you also come to the defense of Bessemer and Pritchard. And I know a lot of folks are looking at that and going, wow, those places are dangerous, high crime rates.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and defense... Yeah, it's hard to calculate, but I mean, clearly you can look at Bessemer today and look at Bessemer 20 years ago and marvel at the progress that community has made. I mean, that community, when I first started in this business, I covered Bessemer, and it was on a fast decline, had no money, and their economy is certainly better in Bessemer now. They've done building, they've had growth out there. Whatever you think of Vision Land, it has added some help. And Pritchard is really in a different situation. It has more struggles than anybody. More financial problems and that, but You know, you there are people in Pritchard who love Pritchard, and it's hard to write them off.
Well, there are people in Birmingham who love Birmingham, even though it is in your top 10 worst cities. Emily Lowry was a commenter on your blog online, and she said, honestly, you pegged every up-and-coming Birmingham neighborhood with the crime of one neighborhood, and it's easy to go the national route and just list the city data overall. But if you're a local paper, then you need to dig deeper and look at all 99 neighborhoods. Valid point that Emily makes?
Well, of course it's a valid point that if you can look at all 99 neighborhoods and compare those, you can. Of course, the statistics are available across cities for these others. Birmingham has always gotten a bad rap crime-wise because it's a fairly large metro area with a fairly small central city inside, so that it naturally has a higher crime rate, because we're only measuring about 200,000 people, so the rate per capita goes up. Not to say it's not a violent town historically, but none of these things, by their very nature, none of these comparisons are ever going to be completely accurate. So I love Emily. I don't disagree, but we measure how we can.
Okay. Well, John, we're thankful that you are measuring and watching these things across the state. John Archibald's column appears on AL.com and the Birmingham News on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Each Thursday, you can find him here with us on WBHM's Morning Edition.